Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yeah, hey buddy. I thought about expanding some equipment and give you guys a call. See if you guys can help me out here.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you happen to have that 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, 2411.
Mm-hmm.
1301-0015-0187.
0187. And what's a good phone number you're calling from, just in case we get disconnected? I can give you a shout real right back.
812.
Mm-hmm.
360-5071.
So I got 812-360-5071.
That is correct.
Okay, good. And what's the name of your business?
Farm Services.
And what's your first name?
Michael.
Michael, okay. And how do you, is it Farm, F-A-R-M, Farm Services?
Yeah.
Perfect, okay. All right, great. So you said equipment. What type of equipment are we talking about here?
Looking to get another John Deere tractor.
John Deere tractor, okay. Do you already have it? Are you going to buy it straight from John Deere?
No, it's a John Deere dealership.
Okay, dealership, okay. Do you already have it picked out?
I have one in mind I've been negotiating with.
How much are we talking?
$32,000.
Okay. Are we adding or replacing?
Be adding a piece of equipment.
Okay, good. So that means business is getting better, huh?
Yeah. I get to be a fourth machine, so.
Right on, man. Good for you. How long you been in business for?
3.5 years now, since 3 of 2013.
Okay, since March 2013. What'd you guys do in sales last year?
I think just maybe like 110, 112.
Okay.
Gross.
110, 112.
But I don't really have a lot of their services, so I wasn't ate up in taxes.
Oh, that's good. Good for you. And Michael, how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I had a towing company back a long time ago with a buddy, and it went to shit, and I had to file bankruptcy about 6-7 years ago.
Okay, but you're not in bankruptcy now.
I think I'm like a 650-ish, maybe.
Okay, but you're out of bankruptcy, though, right? You're not, like, pending
or...
Oh, yeah,
it's been 2 years. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just long gone.
Okay,
so I've had all kinds of loans and paid off and gone, came and gone since then.
Cool. Well, right on. Do you have any current working capital loans out right now on your business?
I do.
What working capital loans do you have? Who's it with?
Actually, I think it's paid off now. It was with... Man, I don't know who... I'd actually have to check my wife to see who it was. To be honest with you, I don't remember who it was. It was for a piece of equipment that's now paid off. It wasn't for very much, either.
Okay, but is it taking care? So you don't have a balance right now with them?
No, it's gone. Mm-mm.
Okay,
no,
taking care.
It was a short term. It was, I think I got it last year, and I think it was a 6 or 9 month loan.
Okay, so we're probably looking for you looking for like a 3 to 5 year term on this piece of equipment?
Yeah, ideally I'd like to put a 5 year term on this one.
Okay, yeah, that's something we can do.
We make some pretty good money a month, but, I mean, I was paying, like, $4,000 a month on that machine. And
oh, wow.
Some months lower than others. So, I mean, I don't. You can do it, but, you know, in the winter, sometimes you're like, oh, shit. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Stop snowing or, you know, something stupid like that. It made me nervous a couple times. You see that bank account drop below $30,000, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I'd like to spread it out a little bit more this year.
Absolutely. We can do that for you. Let me see here. Do you are you 100% owner of the business?
That's correct.
Okay. 100% owner. And you said the piece of equipment's new, right?
It is not. It's a used John Deere. I try to buy gently used, nice piece of equipment someone's bought and you know, they couldn't make a payment on or whatever they turned back in or real nice. I don't want to take the depreciation. It's like 60 $60,000 piece of equipment new, and I can get it for pretty much half the price, just a few hundred dollars on it.
So. Yeah, you're a smart man. Smart businessman. There you go. We do finance used equipment, and the fact that it's from a dealership is going to be a lot easier for us to do that. It definitely sounds like there's something we can do here for you. With the tractor, what are you going to be, what kind of return on investment are you looking?
Man, they can bring in $350 a day.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? But they don't always do that.
What are you averaging? What are you projecting?
Each one easily brings in a couple thousand a month.
Okay.
Probably $3,000 to $5,000 a month.
Okay, $3,000 to $5,000 a month. And how long? What's the life?
Huh?
What's the life on these that you're gonna you can use these for?
Well, I started back on 2013 with my first tractor, and it's still going. I still have it. It's got about 5,000 hours on it now, but she's still here, and she's still ticking along.
That's awesome. Good for you. Do you have you have to hire employees? I mean, how are you able to?
I got a couple guys that work for me. It's mainly my family. I started, family business, if you will.
Cool, man. I think that's awesome. Awesome.
I try to do as much as I can until I get so full I can't take care of anything anymore. I get my brother and my dad up in the seat and they start running stuff. So
there you go. I mean, those are good problems to have, getting that busy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's true. I guess that is true as well. How soon are you looking to bring something like this on?
I would have liked that last week.
Okay. So we're looking right away. All right, so this is what I'm thinking. We do have multiple programs that we can probably get you into something there for that piece of equipment. What I'm going to need from you is a short one-page application that I'll go ahead and send to you. About 6 months of your bank statements and your most recent tax return. Did you guys file 2015 for the business?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Good. So what's a good email for me to send over this application to?
Send it over to AutoWerks, AUTOWERX, 911 at Yahoo.com.
At Yahoo.com. Okay, so I got AutoWerks, AUTOWERX, 911 at Yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, Michael, I can do it. You have any questions for me?
No, how do you want the bank statements? Just go online and just start printing them off, or?
Well, what most business owners do, they'll download it and then send it to me. I mean, you can print them out and then scan them and then send it to me, or you can
Only way I know how to. I use a small local credit union for my bank, so they're not got a lot of Chase, you can take it as a PDF file. On IU Credit Unions, you can. It's just a page by page.
Okay,
I can save it to the computer, each individual page to a computer, but goddamn, man, 6 months of.
Yeah, just print them out.
We buy a lot of diesel fuel and a lot of this and a lot of that, so
I'll see
what I can do. I just don't know how. We can possibly send 6 months of, because honestly, there's going to be about a fucking page of stuff for every single day.
Okay, let's
do 30 over 6 months. That's going to be hundreds of pages.
Let's do 4 months. Okay, let's start off with 4 months, and then I'm going to submit that and see if that works. And then if they need two more, I'll let you know.
So should they need like every transaction, or does she just want like a grouping per each week, or?
No, we need every page.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah. So the entire month of. Yeah, I'll send it to you in email, and then if you want to print it out and send it, or is there any way you can call the bank and see if they can just download it and send it to you in an email?
I tried that before because when I refinanced my house, they wanted the same thing.
Oh, okay.
And I told them, they're like, "Oh my god!" So they end up I end up giving them statements, monthly statements.
Okay.
I'm telling you though, I'll see what I can do, but I just don't know how many pages can you email at once, two or three?
No, you can email a lot of them. Or if you want, you can fax it to me too.
I just don't know how to I guess I'll
do you have a fax machine?
More about it than I do. Yeah, I got a fax machine.
Hello?
It'd be easier to... Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yeah.